Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call.
Fired up, dude.
I can tell.
I mean, look at this weather. How can you not be?
You've been saying it all day.
I have. Eric Boyce Show said, I'm ready to rock. I'm going to spin the hell out of this wheel.
And he has, in fact, spun the hell out of that wheel. You see, you call us. We will spin that category wheel.
There we go.
Then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, as of last week, or 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, our biggest dummy is a three-way tie. That's right, a thruple, if you will, between the lovely and talented Danny, the equally lovely and talented Melody, and new to the group, the lovely and talented Audrey, all of whom thought they used to date the same guy because they each had an X-ray. And found a way to answer 11 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com, and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, Michelle's away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,437. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as once again we welcome in the head chef, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Going munching down under today, as they say.
We got some Australian snacks we're going to try.
Okay. That's less exciting. I thought Miles, you know, I just saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're
got some sweets, got some crisp, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crisp or crisps? Do they call chips crisps?
They call chips crisp.
Okay, so it's like
these are like crackers.
All right.
I'm kind of interested. Okay. Seems like it's somewhere between a potato chip and a Cheez-It.
Huh. All right. Give it a try.
Well, as far as Australian food, I guess thanks to Men at Work, the one thing we know is Vegemite.
And little else. Blooming
that's
onion.
That's what I'm saying. I don't really know a lot more. I know there's a lot of steakhouses.
I think we get a lot of Australian beef. Yeah.
So
A lot of barbecue, too. Like grilling, not barbecuing.
Is it a different a style? Culture. Like different seasonings? I don't know anything about it, really.
Yeah, I mean, Australia, a lot of their food is just British kind of empire stuff.
Sure.
So you'll have
what
pie.
Better?
But they put shrimp on the bobby, we know that.
Sure.
But just, like, grilling is a massive thing down there. It's like on Christmas, right? Because it's reversed and it's warm. That's what you do for Christmas dinner. You grill.
Hmm. I have no problem with that. That would be
not at all.
Christmas in the sun, I'm not going to bitch about that at all.
So let's be honest. Like, for our holidays, those meals are great.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's July 4th, you're like, you want to sit down to mashed potatoes and heavy
right.
stuff, you'd be like,
nope.
No, man.
Not really. No.
I don't.
No, it's too hot.
Yeah.
It sounds terrible. So, some Australian snacks coming up with a head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes on the way at 4:30. And today is the day we play the game Notice Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. We have a three-way tie for the biggest dummies of the year, Danny, Melody, and Audrey.
What are they three-way all? Tie, it's a thruple.
What do they all have in common?
They're dumb.
They're women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Took them 11 questions to get one right. As it looks right now, good chance that these three young ladies will be probably our champions for the year.
Yeah.
Unless something goes horribly wrong today. So, either way. And every time we do play a Big Dummy, we like to do a little Men's Room poll. And a couple weeks back, we asked you, based on the fact that we were wearing hoodies with no shirts for the week.
Just
in spite of Ted. That we would do one.
Purely.
We would do one on Friday. And the choices were, we would wear a sweatshirt sans a t-shirt. Now, we had all been doing that all week long.
Sure.
I had not.
You had not.
I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
Again, that one is like a lighter one. I could fathom it with that. But
this is one of those bamboo ones.
I still wouldn't do it.
So it's like super comfortable.
Mm-hmm. I took it up a notch and wore a zip-up hoodie without a shirt on. So that was my angle. Also, go commando. Mike, you had a flight to Tampa, Florida?
Correct, sir.
And you were commando on this plane?
Yes, I was.
The entire way. How was the freedom? Sir.
It was all right. It was good.
Okay.
Were you aware of it the whole time?
Not the whole time. There were certain shifts where I was like, oh, there's nothing between.
How about when you were sitting at the bar at 8 o'clock in the morning? Did you realize then that you didn't have any underwear on?
Not after a while, Miles.
Okay. So that's probably a good start.
I mean, to me also, I would hate having to do a number two and then just like, you're white, but I like having that protective layer of the underwear.
That was the biggest concern. Farts did not happen while I was flying free.
Well, it's not only that, but the fact that, when you either go to the bathroom in the airport or go to the bathroom on the plane, wherever it is, you really need to pay attention to make sure that you zip up your zipper.
Yes.
I know, that's especially when you're in public like that. The other option was to wear no socks. Now, I also did not wear socks on Friday. It turns out that that was the worst decision I'd ever made in a long time because I had just absolute rubbed the living hell out of my left foot.
Yeah.
To the point where it was bleeding in three places. It took over a week for my foot, my left foot to heal. I still have scabs and scars on my foot from not wearing shoes that Friday, which was a couple weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
It was almost 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And my foot still is messed up. So I will suggest this. Unless you have a specific pair of shoes that is meant to not wear socks, like a loafer or something, don't do that. Do not do that.
Well, and it's a kind of a style now with some dress shoes and stuff not to like I've not to wear that. Socks.
Yeah.
But as I was telling Miles off air on that Friday, I was like, there are no-show socks.
Correct. They're wearing socks.
So, like, if I have a certain look that I don't, you know, I want you to see my sock, I'll wear no-show, but I'm not going barefoot.
Right. And the last option was to spend the whole day wearing a captain's hat, which our own the Ted Smith did for the show. So, as far as the poll and how you voted, if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, here are your results. Coming in at fourth place, 8% of you said you would wear no socks. And I think that's the right number for that. If you did it and you wore the wrong shoes, it screws with your feet bad.
Mm-hmm.
And third place, at 20%, sweatshirt sans a t-shirt, which I thought would do better. But apparently a lot more people are on Coach Ted's team there than they are on ours.
I did it Sunday and it for like 2 hours and it grossed me out.
Did you do it on purpose?
No, it was just the race was starting at 8. I just woke up at 7:30, had to put some clothes on. So my buddy George was at my door.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Go Commando. Came in second place and 35% of the vote, barely squeaking out the number one response, just to wear a captain's hat all day, which won at 36%.
Pretty simple to do. I got it back on.
It is simple to do. It just depends on your situation. I don't know why anyone would want to do that. Just having done it, it's like it's just not awesome, man.
Well, maybe people could call you captain.
Nobody does.
What do you want, captain?
And it's even weirder when you're on a cruise, right, and you're wearing a captain's hat. I got more looks on the boat than I did when we're walking through town, because people are like, come on, man.
There's this guy's driving?
Well, right. Because the people on the boat are looking at you like, oh, you're that excited to be on a boat? It's like, no, right?
You're like a little nerd kid.
That's exactly. So once I got off the boat and I'm in public, even though it's still humiliating, it wasn't as bad as getting on the boat. And you do get the looks.
Really annoyed when people would call me captain.
Mm.
It was just a thing the bartender said. People would say, like, hey, what's up, captain? I'd be like, that seems a little derogatory. But now I kind of like it. Don't. Yeah, I'm the captain, you know?
Don't be a captain guy.
Yeah.
I can tell you bartenders hate it.
Oh, I would never say that to anybody. Yeah. They have said it to me. That was the point where I was just like, I don't like this.
I might rock this captain's hat tomorrow night.
Why not?
Yeah.
What's tomorrow night?
Nothing.
Oh.
I might just go to a bar and just be captain.
Well, nothing. That's I'm the best saying. Time to do it. Because, yeah. I mean, like, if it's a costume night or a dress-up night or whatever, you know, people kind of expect something different. But if you do it on a night where no one expects it, you know, that's why flowers are a lot different when you don't bring them home to your wife on Valentine's Day compared to when you bring them home on Valentine's Day.
I do neither, but you're right.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a, like, wow.
I'm here for shots of grog. What else do captains drink?
Mead.
Rum.
Lots of rum.
I'm here for rum.
Yeah.
I should go to our local and just do that.
Captain Ted.
Yep. Here for rum.
Oh, they'd hook you up.
I don't want to hear anything else.
That's right. Now this week.
Wench. Fetch my rum.
Yeah. As we try to get into the holiday season here a little bit, as we're fast approaching the end of the year, our Unwrapped show is going to be 1 week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So get into the holiday spirit a little bit today. And the idea being this. Whether you like Christmas music or you don't like Christmas music, in my mind, there are some decent Christmas tunes out there that that I don't mind.
I have not heard them yet, so I'm curious.
Let's see. The Waitresses have a pretty good Christmas song.
Maybe. I just haven't heard. I've never heard a Christmas song I like.
Let me think. Tom Petty's got a pretty good Christmas song.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like you're just doing the vegetable thing to throw right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, I just don't like, and people say, you don't like Christmas.
You don't like Father Christmas.
I like Christmas. I like Christmas just fine. I just don't like the soundtrack. Right? It's like bringing up Taylor Swift. I don't care about her one way. She means nothing to me. I don't like her music, but I have nothing against her. So Christmas, I enjoy. I've always enjoyed it since childhood. I just think the music is absolute hot garbage.
Well, we were talking about the fact Mariah Carey, one of her biggest songs is her Christmas song. Doesn't mean that she does not have other hits. It just means as far as the longevity of the song. Christmas comes around every year. That song is going to be played.
Mm-hmm.
Wham. You think of Wham and maybe Careless Whisper or Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Their biggest selling song, played song, is Last Christmas.
That's why people put out Christmas songs. Look, correct. You can be the biggest
Mariah
artist.
Mariah Carey's defense. You got to keep in mind, she has 19 number one hits.
And this this one will go on in perpetuity. Like this one, right? 40 years from now when nobody cares. they're still going to play this song. Like that, this her Christmas song will keep her name alive like 200 years from now.
It's going to stick around. And they always do. Like the classics are tried and true. So this week on the poll, we're basically going to say this. Look, for at least a year, every time you get laid, every time you have sex, one of these Christmas songs is going to play on loop the entire time you're doing it. Mm-hmm. All right. And most Christmas songs are
about
2.5 minutes.
You're going to hear it a few times.
We hope you do.
Yeah.
Ideally, and so does she. Just based on longevity. So your first holiday Christmas tune to have sex with would be Holly Jolly Christmas.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
I can picture it.
It's the best time.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's more upbeat. You know what I mean?
Is this Burl Ives?
Yes, it is Burl Ives.
Burl Ives.
Name another song from Burl Ives.
He did another Christmas song.
But I'm going to say he, too, had a bunch of hits, much like Mariah Carey. Maybe not 19 in a row, but my point is we remember him because of this.
And he narrated.
Wasn't he Frosty the Snowman?
No, Rudolph.
He was the narrator.
Yes.
Oh, you've never seen a talking snowman? No!
Turn this up. Let me see if I can figure out any rhythm.
The mistletoe hung where you can see.
Oh, yeah. Hung where you can see.
Yeah. Yeah. Right in front of her face.
Yeah.
Talking about. So, could you have sex to Burl Ives and a Holly Jolly Christmas? Our next song that you could have sex to for a year would be Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy
got a better rhythm.
Did a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Hey.
Frosty.
He's trying to make it sound cool.
Yeah.
Who sings this?
Hold on.
You know it, Steve.
Oh, hang on.
You love this guy.
I love this guy.
You
are
love
you being facetious?
Guy. No, you love this guy.
Is it the rat-a-tat-tat guy?
It is.
Jimmy Durante.
It's Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy Durante.
What else do you know Jimmy Durante from?
Nothing but Frosty the Snowman.
But wasn't he one of those guys that was like, he was in the Rat Pack, but he was an early crooner, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so he kind of.
And again, but your point with Mariah Carey, like, but we know him because of this. Rat-a-tat-tat.
And I believe he did comedy bits, too. Like
I believe he did.
He was an old-school radio comedian.
Yeah, he was part of that whole thing.
Yeah.
Frosty the Snowman.
What do you got, Ted?
You seen a picture of that guy?
He looks like a boxer, right?
He's got a flat head on and a big old nose.
I bet that guy's hung down to his knee with a schnoz like that.
You know he is. I made all the girls laugh.
I mean, if he didn't, and if he doesn't need to use that, he can use his nose. All right, so Frosty the Snowman is your second option on pick one to have sex to. Your third option, that would be Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Even a better beat.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
And that would be Elmo and Patsy, correct?
That's Elmo and Patsy.
Elmo and Patsy.
Oh, that one you knew.
That's right. I did know that one.
I've never heard Elmo and Patsy.
Elmo and Patsy.
Okay.
Who is Elmo and who is Patsy?
I believe that Elmo is the guy, right?
I would assume.
That used to be a common male name.
Were they a comedy duo, I'm guessing? Back, like Jimmy Durante doing his thing? Were they?
Maybe. I really don't know. This is the only song I know.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Turn this up for a second here. We have sex in this.
That's a good beat.
Really,
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, you're going quick time.
And it'd be cool to have sex and have a sing-along at the same time.
You're not going fast, Muzz. You got to go on the bass beat.
No, I'm going quick. I'm getting this over with.
I'm pacing myself.
And finally, pick one to have sex to. We go with Elvis.
Now you're making love, this one.
Christmas.
I'll tell you what's not blue this Christmas now.
This would make me giggle.
Elvis was put on a lawn, put on a lot during some love Megan sessions.
I feel like you're getting a mouth hug when you listen to this. I don't know why.
I'm getting a breast pillow.
I'm just going to call myself Christmas.
Yeah. So that was your men's room poll. You are going to pick one to have sex to. Will it be Burl Ives and Holly Jolly Christmas, Jimmy Durante, Frosty the Snowman, Elmo and Patsy, and Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Elvis and Blue Christmas? Ted, do you have a preference on these?
Ho, ho, ho.
Man, it's tough, but I think I'm going Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Why?
Just because it's kind of lighthearted and funny.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Thread head all sweaty.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
Sorry, forgot for a second. We're on live on YouTube.
Yeah, I was going to say, bro. Maybe
whatever you want. We've already grabbed imaginary breasts in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Steve simulated
mouth hug.
I was grabbing
only to Elvis.
I was grabbing hips.
Oh,
that's why I kind of
okay.
Mike, well, it depends how late at night it is. Could be like that.
Honestly, there's a lot of different ways to go here. I just feel like I match the energy of old Burl Ives.
Yeah, for some reason,
you know,
I could see you like
light. It's happy.
Mike's just cranking. Oh, he's having sex with his wife. That's
got the jingle bells going. Like,
the thing is, people rarely smile during sex. I've watched a lot of pornography in my lifetime to tell you that very rarely do you see either one of those two actors smiling during the scene.
I smile all the time and I wave in the mirror when she looks up.
I'm just happy to be here.
I've been to Mike's house.
Yeah,
so like his bedroom, it's upstairs. There's a giant balcony.
Yes, there is.
It's like, I picture him after he's done making love to the song. He's just out there smoking a stogie.
Or a corn cob.
Oh, no. Yeah. Just loving life.
She's got her hands on the banister, Ted.
Oh, nice. Oh,
looking over the town. Tacoma.
Looking at the crab apple tree.
All right, Steve. What are you thinking here? Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma, or Blue Christmas?
Oh, Frosty, man. Are you kidding me? The Snowman. How is this even a conversation?
Happy show.
Oh, yeah.
Happy.
Nose.
Now button your nose.
I'm going to add body parts to the song as we're singing.
The way he sings, it sounds like he's, you know, happily undressing his lady.
That's what I'm saying.
Get this off of here.
I'm just going to give it to you.
Come on now.
Jimmy Durante style.
His girls don't wear pants, they wear skirts. We just hike right up.
Would you wear a magic hat?
I would call that a condom, but okay. Sure.
That's why I was just lobbing it up for you. I was lobbing it up there. Because I know it's been a while.
Let me see your nipple.
You've been married too long for that magical hat to come back around.
Hey, get in here. Pull down your top.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking Elvis.
You taking Elvis?
Absolutely.
You're Mr. I want to get this done and out of the way, but you're going to take the slowest.
Here's my thought. I can eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or banana sandwich while I'm having sex. Mm-hmm. It'll be perfectly acceptable.
A fried PB&J sandwich with a banana on it. Mm.
Your lover's died like this.
On the toilet.
It's sex.
Yeah.
Oh, he's sitting on the toilet. He's just getting hooked up.
Hang on, man.
Well, your story with the fried chicken involves her doing something
to
you.
I've eaten a lot of food off people, though.
Sure.
You think Elvis did that?
What?
Sat on the toilet with a fried peanut butter banana sandwich.
More than once.
Getting hooked up.
Yes, more than once, brother. I'm telling you.
I still haven't had one of those.
I haven't either.
I haven't had a fried. I've had a regular.
Put a little cinnamon on there.
Yeah.
So our bids are in poll. You're going to pick one to have sex to. Will it be Holly Jolly Christmas from Burl Ives, Jimmy Durante and Frosty the Snowman, Elmo and Patsy, and Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Elvis and Blue Christmas? Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pinky's Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Game is Big W, 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Big W.
Scotty on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Team Sober, let's call it that.
All right.
Let's call it that, okay.
Yeah, let's call it that.
I'm not sure what that
just
means,
for
Scott.
Legal purposes.
I know what it means.
All right, Scott, for 1 year, you're going to have sex to one of these Christmas tunes. You taking Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
Oh, that's going with Elvis.
Elvis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Scott.
Me.
You got me in the mood.
All right, Scott, here is your question. Lilliput, the fictional miniature island in Gulliver's Travels, is at war with another island over the correct way to do what?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Thought I knew that story.
So he gets to the island, all the little people are there. They pointed, there's another island of little people, and they've been at war because there's a severe disagreement on how to do a very basic thing.
Slow cook meat.
Hey, thank you for the guess.
You're pretty close.
Is it like peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, it is food. How to do... Any idea, Mike?
I forget this one, man.
How to boil an egg.
How to boil an egg.
They're at war and have been at war for years over the proper way.
Do we know the contested methods?
I don't, because to me, how many different ways are there to boil
an egg? Like, do you put the egg in and then boil the water, or do you boil the water then put in the egg? Like, what, do we know their methods that they're talking about here?
I don't, personally. I bring the water to a boil first and then put the eggs in.
I will do the research.
Same.
Yeah, I do the other way.
Do you? Do you just throw the eggs in?
Yeah, put it in there, and you got to watch it. And when it just starts to boil, depending on the number of eggs, a minute and a half to 2 minutes, done. Well, I make soft boiled, not hard boiled.
Sure.
So. Well, there you go.
Well, you know what, Scott? We're going to war.
Stop.
We're
going to war.
I got 8 minutes.
No matter how many I put in there. So, in the novel, the two methods argued for eating a boiled egg.
Eating.
Not making,
okay.
But eating, right. Eating it. Which end to break?
What, the fat or the skinny?
The fat end or the skinny end, yeah.
All right. Hmm.
I prefer the fat end because you usually get, that becomes like the air bubble.
So when you crack an egg, you crack it from the bottom.
Yes.
I crack it on the side.
I mean, I crack everywhere, but when I start opening it from the bottom because, again, when it boils, it tends to, like, have that side up so you get the air bubble there in the bottom and you get a really big air bubble down there.
That is fair. I've always just cracked it from the side.
Yeah, I just tap it on the table.
Yeah, tap it on the right, and just start working toward the edges.
And you know about spinning it, right?
What about spinning?
If you spin it and it rotates correctly and it doesn't wobble,
yeah,
then it's hard boiled. If it's wobbling, put it back in.
That makes sense. All right. Much like a football player. I wonder if they do that. All right. Your question. What 2006 movie was subtitled Hell on Heels?
Devil Wears Prada?
That's what I thought.
Oh, right. Damn.
Nice job.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, what else? Mm-hmm. Right? I figured that one out just based on that.
I mean, that was the poster.
Oh, did it say Hell on Heels?
It was a big red heel, and then the heel was the
mm-hmm. I thought maybe it was like Legally Blonde, too.
Nice. Oh, not bad call.
Game is Big W, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Matty on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Team Not Sober.
You're drinking a delicious men's room IPA in the bright yellow can there, Matt?
I wish I were. I'm just smoking a little weed.
Oh, yeah, I wish we were, too. All right, so you got to pick one to have sex to there. Maddie, you're taking Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas.
Holly Jolly Christmas.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. Yeah.
So here's a fun fact about this. Thanks, courtesy to the folks on YouTube. They mentioned it, and I looked it up on Wikipedia. It is true. Burl Ives actually had a home out in Arlington, and that is where he passed away in 1994.
No offense to Arlington. The man made money, and that's where he chose to have a home.
Yes.
Like, that's not me. No. Honestly, I think people from Arlington would be like...
Actually, Anacortes. My bad. It was Anacortes.
Oh, Anacortes. Okay.
So I'd say both are actually pretty cool.
That's better.
Love the Oyster Run.
Sure. You have millions. You can build a house there. That's all I'm saying. Like, I've been to a lot of really cool towns, but if I have millions of dollars, it's not necessarily where I'm going to build a house.
Yeah, I go back and forth. I like Anacortes.
Sure. It's definitely a smaller, quiet town, but it's also right there, like the ferry's right there. You can get out to the San Juan Islands and everything.
You think my man went to the islands a lot?
I think he just made enough money and was like, I want to kind of get away from people.
Yeah,
well, that would do it.
Also, everybody that lives in Anacortes, RIP the San Juan Lanes.
Another bowling alley went down in flames.
Yeah.
What is it about bowling alleys, man?
When's the last time you went to a bowling alley?
Well, the reason I haven't been in a while is because the three that I used to go to have been shut down with the exception of Kenmore Lanes.
How about the Linwood Bowling Skate?
I've been there a couple times with the kids just because it's all that stuff. But typically, I'll go up to Kenmore Lanes now if I bowl. But like the three we would kind of frequent, gone. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about. But every time we went, the places were packed.
Go up to Shoreline, man. Go to Spin Alley.
All right. Hell, you know, let's go to Spin Alley.
One of the co-owners, she was a bartender for years. My buddy Rose, the restaurant next to it, attached to it, is awesome, too. You can still get pizza and stuff for kids.
Yeah.
But they have, like, real burgers and wings. Mike went with me up there one time.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's good to know, man.
Yeah. Honestly, you'd really like it.
I would like it. My son likes to bowl. So the garage is fine, but I can't really drag my kid.
Right,
man.
Yeah.
But when I want to get away from them, I go to the garage. All right, here is your question.
Yeah, it's weird. Up in the garage, they threw me out for smoking weed and playing my own music. What kind of garage is this?
Bolero in Tukwila.
All right, your question. How many tokens are in a standard game of Monopoly? Say eight?
One and done. Nice job, Matt.
Damn.
Very good.
Can you name them?
Probably not. The race car, the dog, the thimble, the horse.
So they've changed what they are now.
So the thimble are the ones gone, I grew up with.
Correct.
There's still the iron?
There's the battleship.
Oh, the iron, yes.
The race car.
The top hat.
Top hat. A boot. A thimble. It is still there. The iron. A cannon. Oh, crap. I wrote down iron twice. And something else. All maybe right. It's a dog. All right, hey, before we let you go, man,
I think it is the dog.
A one-and-done question for you. Let's see here. True or false, the Canadian national anthem is different in Quebec?
True.
Well, it's in French.
It's not that it's just in French. They didn't translate English to French. It's actually different words altogether, but it's sang to the same tune.
God.
So I don't know what they're saying. I'm sure
French.
It's still...
I know.
Right. They didn't just translate it to French. Like, oh, we're not even talking about the same thing.
Like, I know Canadians that don't like the French Canadians.
It's because the French Canadians say we don't want to be a part of Canada.
I was in an airport
And what's
once.
The name of their hockey team in Montreal?
Mm-hmm.
Canadians. Yeah.
Who votes to secede, once every... Their referendum comes up once every 6 years or so?
Quebec. Aren't they the capital of Canada? French Canada?
Nah.
Quebec
Ottawa.
City?
Ottawa.
The Ottawa City. Right. Yeah, that's...
You're right. My bad. I'm an idiot.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Don't worry. Somebody on the streams is going, Toronto.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Tell your girl and your judge sit on
What's up, Jeff? Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober.
All right.
What's up, Ted?
Jeff, I love you. The same energy, whether he's drinking or not.
You should be on Price is Right. Like, you're the guy they want down there when they call the contestant down.
All right, Jeff, our men's room poll. Pick one song to have sex to. Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas.
Well, I know what she wants, but it's my choice. We're going with Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty
the
Snowman.
What song would she have wanted?
Probably Elvis.
Oh,
well, then I play what she wants.
Yeah, if you want it to be good, you ready, baby?
That's probably what it comes down to, yeah.
All right, Jeff.
Picky on songs.
Here is your question. What is the process of splitting atoms called?
Ooh.
Oh,
Adam splitting. I'm gonna punch
now. It's what is it? Hydrogen bomb does one. Atom bomb does the other. Is it fission?
Yeah, one and done.
No job. Back. The other one's fusion, which means you're putting it together.
Right. Yeah. So, no, I was saying fission, Mike.
Yes, you were. You know that what? That's my bad. That's my bad. We don't have video evidence. We're fine.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. All right.
Let's go true again.
You're going to go
true.
You're just going to guess true.
Oh, like Jeff's out there just guessing.
I'm sorry.
Oh, darn it. I'm one for two. Party on, guys.
Yeah, that's
see
it.
Dude.
The question was true or false. Most of the people aboard the Hindenburg died when it caught fire in 1937. That is false. 62 of the 97 survived.
Which is amazing.
It really is, all things considered.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
It's a wild experience. Dummy.
What's that?
You're on a doggone airship that is on fire, crash
above
landing.
The ground.
Right.
And your option is, I can burn up or I can jump. How many feet up was it still? I mean, like, maybe 60
well,
feet off
landing.
The ground. It was, but the problem is when it bursts into flame, you're not on the ground yet. So they're like 40, 50, or 60 feet above the ground. And at this point, it's going to land on the ground, but not because they piloted down, but because all the infrastructure is burning off and it's going to plummet.
They've
to
also
the earth.
Lowered their tethers at this point, and there are people on the ground who are slowly bringing it down by hand.
And I mean, it's just so.
They told that story for the rest of their lives.
Oh, yes!
I was on that flaming pile. Yeah. Well, when I watched this whole study on it, Miles had always said the guy that had that famous line, oh, the humanity.
Yeah,
he worked at the radio station I did.
Right, he was at West Virginia, but I want to say, like, he wasn't actually there. They sped it up. There's something weird with it, too.
It's his voice is different. The recording you hear of him saying it is not his actual voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For some reason. Humanity, Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Physically sober, but high on life. But, you know, kind of like when you get some bad shrooms and everything sucks, nothing makes sense. You just don't want to be high anymore, and you wake up in the morning feeling like you got rolled down a flight of stairs in a suitcase.
All right.
I told you he was going to say that.
Merry Christmas.
Matt, pick one to have sex to. Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma, or Blue Christmas?
You know, who doesn't love Elvis? Going Elvis.
I do not love Elvis. Oh, yes. Yeah. All right. Your question. What is the name of the sarcastic housekeeper on the TV show Two and a Half Men?
Oh, yeah. Loved her. I believe there was a drill named after her as well. Oh, with that same name.
Really?
Well, you know, I think that I'm pretty here close, so let me just say before I go, fellas, you guys are the best part of my day. You keep me smiling. I really appreciate everything you do, and life's always looking up and looking better all around, so I'm pretty sure it's Bertha.
Yeah.
Got it. One and done.
I'm so glad you're right after saying all that, but before we let you go and return to your bad mushroom trip, a true or false question for you. True or false? The Pledge of Allegiance was a marketing gimmick to sell flags to public schools. True or false?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me seeing the way our government works. So, let's go true on that.
It worked.
Yeah, they wanted to sell flags to schools. The schools were like, we don't need flags. So the entire pledge was they basically had a marketing guy write it and say, hey, listen. You buy our flags, right? We'll do them in bulk, put them in each classroom. Then you have the kids say this thing, and it'll make sense. You can justify to the school district why you're spending your money for a flag for each classroom. Boom.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 right.
Wow.
Dummy!
Yeah, but that would involve knowing that. Let's just fight about it.
Hey, I know. Someone will get mad. Hey, look, get mad at the marketing people. Hey, me. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, you're on Team Sober, correct?
Yep.
All right, Tom, or men's room poll. Pick one to have sex to. Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
Holly Jolly Christmas.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. It's the best
and here's
time
the thing. If you are getting laid to the song, you are, in fact, having a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yes, you are.
Right, no doubt about it. All right, here's your question. There are three types of rock. Igneous, sedimentary, and what?
Stratiform?
Metamorphic?
Metamorphic.
Mm.
All right, your question.
KISW, metamorphic.
Bright's disease. Bright's disease affects what organ in the human body?
I don't know. The eyes?
That makes sense. Not a bad guess.
Yeah, it does make sense. Any guesses? I've never even heard of this before, but you don't want it.
Skin.
The kidneys.
The kidneys. Good. Just
take it, man.
Yeah, it's good we don't know that.
You know what? That is a strong point, Ted.
Yeah, just years ago, I was going to a wedding. I'm talking to this guy, and he said, I'm a blah, blah, blah doctor. And I said, what is that? And he goes, good, you don't know. I'm a kidney doctor.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, I've used that line for years.
All right, your question. What river begins at Lake Itasca in Minnesota? What river begins at Lake Itasca in Minnesota?
The Mississippi.
You got it. Nice job.
Very good.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
That's insanity.
What's that?
How long that river is?
Well, like the Mississippi, for some reason, we only seem to think about the southern part of it.
I think, what's his name? Who's the author?
Mark Twain?
Yeah. I think Mark Twain had a lot to do with this beating it into our head. So when you hear the Mississippi, you think of Tom Sawyer, right, the South. And you're like, dude, it starts in Minnesota.
Well, I followed a guy this year on Instagram this summer that started out here in Washington State, and he traveled just rivers.
Okay.
To make it across the country. But when he got into the Mississippi, it was insane. Like, once you get to the middle and the south, it's so many barges and this and that. I was like, wow.
So he just traveled rivers.
Correct. So sometimes he would have to portage if, like, the currents were too tough against him or whatever.
But I mean, he can actually connect east and west on rivers.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Interesting. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today, Miles.
All right, Justin, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, pick one song to have sex to. Holly Jolly Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or Blue Christmas?
Since no one's picked it yet and it's got some good call and response opportunities in there, let's go with Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
And you know, I want to think of my grandmother when I'm having sex. Okay. That's always been a thing that I want on my mind.
My grandmother's 99 years old.
Yeah, exactly. All right, your question. What miraculous transformation does the devil first tempt Jesus to try in the wilderness?
Did you say in the wilderness?
Mm-hmm. Did they turn something into food?
Yeah.
I don't even remember Jesus being in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's in the
desert. Were you there? Ted, it was like 2,000 years ago, man.
It was Mike Piazza.
Come on.
Close, tight, bearded Jesus.
He turned water into wine. I don't know.
Well, remember, he was down with that one. Nope, it was turning stones into bread, which we later found out was a complete con job. It was just ciabatta.
Yeah. Well, they did it.
Yeah.
The ciabatta slander can
taste the same as a rock.
Dude, ciabatta's just, it serves no purpose. Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
I'm tired of arguing this with you, sir.
Yeah.
It's a fine bread.
Toasted.
For what?
Whatever you like.
What is the sandwich that ciabatta Odyssey belongs on?
A good Italian sandwich, bam. Right? Capicola ham, fresh mozzarella.
And you know what? The doggone ciabatta's got to be good, too. There's a lot of bad ciabattas out there that give it a bad name.
I just feel like with ciabatta, to me, that would be a dipping bread. That's something that you cut into little ribbons that you might include on another tray. Not
what bread. Do you know? Another application.
But why would you put a sandwich on there?
Like, because they're running Mike and I are going to run a sub shop.
Just called ciabattas?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you want. It's on ciabatta.
You'll be the eater section of went out of business.
Yeah.
Ted and Mike's ciabattas.
Do you like it when your sandwich explodes into the palm of your hands?
Sorry, you don't know how to hold a ciabatta. Damn sandwich,
do you like
man.
To rip it out of your mouth to get a bite out?
We make real Italian sandwiches for adults, okay?
Ciabatta.
As a ciabatta. Guy from D.C. and guy from Seattle. We make real Italian subs.
Right. And we are 0% Italian. We just talk this way because we mimic New Jersey.
I'm actually German.
Put that in your pipe and smoke. All right. Your question.
We serve corned beef.
All right. Your question. How many brothers did Ryan lose in the movie Saving Private Ryan?
So it's three.
It had to be three?
Yeah, it's man.
Three. Well, I thought that was like a two thing.
No, three.
Isn't the fact that you got three that...
But you got four kids.
Right.
So their thing, it's
that's
just
why
like,
they had to pull them out.
If you have eight kids, We don't care if seven of them die. We're going to let you keep one.
I see. Okay, so, yeah. That was imagined.
Yeah.
Gotcha. More Big Tubby coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.